This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Erica Pulsinelli, and welcome to Evolve by Erica, the podcast, where we talk all things spirituality, ascension, health, wellness, and beyond. I'm so excited that you are here. Come on in. Hi, guys, and welcome back to another episode where I'm having such a beautifully aligned guest on the podcast, my friend Tiffany. You may remember her because I received a spinal energetics healing from her. And this is the movement of energy through our chakras through a modality that she teaches and uses with her clients. It was such an incredible experience, but most of all, Tiffany is just this warm, authentic, genuine healer by nature. She's such a breath of fresh air, and she is truly an embodiment of manifestation and following your intuition. And I'm so excited. This conversation is like the epitome of Evolve. So you guys are going to love it. I think it's going to be one of our top 10 at least episodes because it's just getting back to that love, that connection to all the universal energy that lives within us and around us. So sit back, enjoy this episode. May I connect you to your heart, to your highest self, and I will see you on the other side. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here.
I am so excited to be here.
I'm so excited too. We just reconnected after too long. I can't believe how long it's been. And I was reminded of your warmth, your realness, your authenticity, your love, and your embodiments of what I believe in and what you teach through your practices and teachings of manifestation and just working with the energy of the universe. And you're just like a breath of fresh air.
Thank you so much. You are making me blush.
Oh, I mean it though. No, thank you. Totally, I just that. Feel that way. And it was the best. It's so funny how everything happens in the time that it should. And we reconnected at just like the most perfect time where I just needed the reminding, and your energy brought it all, and the love and the space that you hold is just so powerful. So I'm just so grateful for you.
Thank you. I know it was funny because you posted something and it just spoke so much to me. And I was like, girl, thank you for this. And it's like, it's amazing how we can all be going through something at the same, different things, but that same familiar energy. And it's like one person says something and you're just like, thank you, you know, and that's what you did for me that day. And I was like, thank you for this. I needed it so much. So it's just, and then that was it. We're like, hello, let's jump on a phone
let's
call.
Let's talk for 3 hours. So Tiffany is a powerful healer. I worked with her last summer. So we did spinal energetics together, and you guys may have remembered this. It's actually a TikTok that went pretty wild. People are like, this is fake. You're faking it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. No. Like, you have to experience this. And that's how cool it is, because it looks – like you can't believe your eyes when you're seeing some people receive this healing session. But Tiffany's going to share all about it. But my experience was amazing. It unlocked a lot, and it left me just so open and raw, and led to one of the biggest transformations I've had yet today. So Tell us about what you do. Tell us just a little background of like what guided you to this practice and all that you do.
Yeah. So I own Spirit and Soul Studio in Babylon, and I'm a Reiki master. You work with IET, Integrated Energy Therapy, and these are all beautiful modalities where energy flows to and through you. And I've just been in this healing space for a really long time, since I'm about 19 years old, doing Reiki. And I was watching Netflix one day, and I was watching The Goop Lab, and there was this incredible healing session.
Yeah.
And it was so, and I was watching John Amaral do this, and I'm like, and just something plopped into my mind, and it was like, you already know how to do this. And
I've chills.
Yeah. And as soon as like I felt that, I like started looking up, because they never even said on there what type of healing modality it was. And I'm like, what is this? And I'm trying to find it. And I kept coming across things, but nothing was speaking to me. Like, even his modality, when I did find it, it was network spinal. It wasn't really speaking to me. It's for chiropractors only. And I'm like, there has to be more here for me. I know that there is. Like, if I had this intuitive drop, I know I'm being led. So I really put it out there into the universe to send me the person that was going to teach me how to do this. And lo and behold, the universe always provides. And I find Dr. Sarah Jean, based out of Australia. And I was like, why does it need to be Australia? Like, I have to travel across the world for this. And I started really watching her and what she did. And I just really... there was something about the modality itself. It was different, but similar to what I had seen on the Goop Lab. And I just started reaching out. And once I did that, I, you know, all of a sudden, of course, she had opening up her classes in the United States. And I flew to California to learn, and I got accepted. I mean, this, first of all, it's a rigorous acceptance process. It's not just like anybody can sign up. You have to get there. You have to meet certain criteria. And I was getting nervous. I'm like, okay, you know, where is this? And finally, I got my acceptance. It was like, you know, a month before, and I was flying out there, and I knew I was in for a major energetic shift. Like, I could feel it in my body. I remember sitting in, there was like a Thai food restaurant down the block, and I was sitting there just calling my husband, and I was crying. And he's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I just feel like something big is about to happen. And it's like, I need to like make space for it, you know? And I was like crying it out. And that's what happened. Like, leaving that training with Sarah Jean and all of the incredible people there, there was a huge energetic shift within me. And just seeing how the body responds to, and how it holds these different traumas or limiting beliefs or fears, and how our own energy, not energy flowing to and through, but our own energetic frequency really keeps us safe. And then on top of it, how it looks to let it go, but it almost needs your permission to let it go. And that's where really spinal energetics comes in, and how that works, and the process of it. So it's a really, really beautiful healing modality that I find has instantaneous results.
Yeah. What guided you to Reiki at 19 years old?
I worked in a massage office during college, and she asked if everybody wanted to do it, and she was, you know, paying for everybody to do it. And I said, sure. And I signed up and I did it, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I remember working on myself. I remember working on my sisters. And then eventually, you know, I had met my boyfriend, soon to be husband. And from there I would work on him. And he's like, I really feel it. Like, his hair would stand on end. And it was amazing. And I just loved it ever since. I use Reiki every single day. Every day I use it in some way.
Were you open to spirituality and all of this energy healing before you got that opportunity at 19?
I was yeah. Reading tarot cards at 13.
Okay.
Yeah, I was given my first deck at 13, and really it started probably at by 19 whom? By my aunt.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom had her best friend that read tarot cards. So it wasn't an unfamiliar thing for us. And she just handed me a deck and was like, "This, I'm giving you this gift." And I started reading, and it came to me very naturally. And then when I hit a point where I was making my own money and working in high school and stuff, I started taking intuitive development classes. And that's what really guided me after that, is it led the way until I left college and went into the, you know, quote unquote, the corporate world, real world, where that was kind of put aside and put like a, you know, a kibosh, I guess, on it. As I would talk about tarot, it was like, you do that, you believe in that. And it's like, yeah, but I wanted to climb the corporate ladder and I wanted to do these things. So I really put that side of me away for a little bit.
How long?
For probably about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would dabble. Uh-huh. I would still pick up my cards here and there, but I really kept it a little bit more of a secret.
Got it.
Yeah.
You're something I love and admire about you is how powerful your intuition is. And through your story of what led you to Spinal Energetics, that's like just one story of your life, of so many mm-hmm. things that you've been so intuitively guided to. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's one of the biggest. But like for the listeners, I want them to understand that's just like the regular for you. Like every day you're getting that clear guidance. When did you feel like that stepped in and you had access to that in your life?
I can remember the moment actually, because there was a turning point for me. And there was I had an altercation with my boss, and I really had my second spiritual awakening. Mm-hmm. And I was standing in my office and I was like hyperventilating, crying. And I was looking around and I said, how did I get here? Like, I'm looking around my office and I knew that I was unhappy in corporate life. It was corporate life. It just wasn't my particular job. It was just that lifestyle wasn't for me, and that hiding of that soulful part of myself. And it just couldn't, it was like almost like it was knocking the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I heard it. I heard it through the crumbling, through the chaos. I finally heard it again, and it was like a joyous release. Honestly, that moment I decided to change my life.
What did you hear?
I just, Dr. Joe Dispenza always says, when you change your life, when you decide to change it, it's like a full body chill that mm-hmm. you'll get. I remember that moment. Mm-hmm. It was like, I have to do something about this. And that's more of what I heard. It was more like my heart crying out, like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't just walk out. I support my family, so I couldn't just walk out. But that day, I decided to change my life, and I did. I started a food blog, and I started going down this entrepreneurial journey. And in that moment, as I started down the entrepreneurial journey, I invited back in that soulful piece. And through that, I had to remember how to trust myself again. And I think that being an intuitive person, I think we're all intuitive, but I think what happens is it comes down to trusting what you're receiving, because it sounds like your voice all the time. So it's discerning between what is ego and what is that soulful voice that's coming through. And I had to learn what that was. So there was a moment where, it was during COVID, and we had to start going back into the office, and I was building this really beautiful business on the side, and I knew that that was going to not come to an end, but my free time, I wasn't going to have that anymore. And the roof over my head was, we were getting a new roof put on, and my whole office in my home was shaking, crumbling. I could hear everything coming down, and it was like the upper limits were falling away as I allowed in the trust of, it's going to be okay. Just keep going and don't get discouraged by this right now. And it all worked out, because I did end up leaving there, right? But I had to allow in that trust factor in order for me to start really, really being led by intuition and making leaps, like huge leaps when the time was right, like leave my corporate job and jump right into entrepreneurialism and trust that I could still support my family and that everything was going to be okay. And it was, right? I'm sitting here with you now because of really beautiful intuitive decisions that I allowed myself to follow.
Mm-hmm. I get asked all the time, how do you know the voice of the ego or fear versus intuition? Can you share any of your tips on that?
Yeah. So the ego is loud. The soul is soft. It doesn't need to be loud. So the ego has to like prove that it's there, right? and it's usually coming from a fearful place, yes. I think that's always the biggest thing. It's like, wait a second, that's scary. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. And I feel like the soul is so much more soft and confident. Mm-hmm. It's that soft, confident voice.
That's like feminine energy.
Yeah, it's like, get it, sister. Yep. Go. This is for you, you know, and not like screaming at me to do it. And I think that's probably the biggest shift, because you're used to that really loud voice inside. And once you can start, and that's why meditation, that's why what you do is so important, because you teach people how to quiet that to a point where they can allow that soul to really shine through and be heard.
It's so true. And with the loudness of the ego, I think it's always, very often, the voice that's trying to protect you, but in a scary way.
Yeah.
In a fear-mongering way.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
And that's like another way that we could really sift through that. It's like the always, even the plan B, the plan C, the plan D, all of that. And then that intuition is kind of like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
It's sure.
Got it.
It's sure.
Yeah. And also acknowledgement of like, yes, it's scary and you're allowed to feel afraid, but
yeah,
it's sure about it.
Yeah. And I think that with the ego, and I love talking about this because I think like the ego gets a bad rep, you know, yeah. Like it's always like, yes, it is fear-based, but that's truly what it's meant to do.
Yes.
It's meant to do those things. It's up to you. And like, I want to empower, you know, the people, right? Empower yourself to say, no, this is all about your decision making and what you listen to. Like the soul's going to give you one way and the ego is going to give you the other, and they're doing their jobs. But then your discernment has to come in as that free will to say, all right, now what am I going to lean into the most? Yeah. And I think what happens is that we are in such a world that lives in this lower vibration frequency. Mm-hmm. And that's that fear frequency.
Yeah.
So it's so much easier to like live into fear because
it's all around us.
It's all Open around you. It's like, you know, inundated. That it's a comfort. Even though it's not a comfort, there's a comfort level because the majority of the world is in that frequency. I think it's definitely more work to step out of that and consistently live through soul, because you're consistently making a choice to come out of that comfort zone per se.
When you come into that space of love and of trust and surrender over fear, you feel like a rebel and you're like, wait, I'm doing this and I'm like by myself doing this and the rest, and you feel that collective energy that's not with you. And then you start to question, am I like the wrong one? Am I DeLulu? Like,
yeah.
You know, and like maybe, yeah. But with that, there's so much to go on about DeLulu because we're creating every second. And the more we can feel into that energy, we'll create it for sure. But it feels like a lonely journey. And then slowly you find the people who are like, you got it. And yes, you're on the right track. And this is – and I think that's the part I love most about being in this space and meeting people such as yourself and connecting with you, because you got to mirror my light back to me, and hopefully I could do that for you. Mm. And we share it with each other, because that light that lives within me that can sometimes be in the shadow because of the collective fear and energy, mm-hmm, you meet with someone who is on that frequency and just amplifies it for you and reassures you, and that's what we can all do for each other.
Absolutely. And I'm mirroring that back to you. I love that. And I do see your light all the time. And I think that it's such a fun thing too, especially like at Spirit and Soul. Like, this is why Spirit and Soul exists, exactly for what you're saying. It's like, you have a place. You have a community, and this is why I needed to bring Spirit and Soul into existence. And this is part of what my soul journey was, because I remember starting and looking around and not seeing anybody anymore because I had put it aside, right? I was hiding that light in the shadow, like you just said, and looking around and not really seeing anybody that was right there with me, you know, that was believing in what I was believing, feeling what I was feeling. And then when you do, I feel like with Spirit and Soul, our big thing is like our bracelet stacks that we wear. I feel like that is the marker. It's like, oh wait, we're together in this. And when you see somebody wearing like your beautiful, like, you know, these crystal bracelets, it's like, oh wait a second, you're with me. You get it. And I feel like you see it more and more. And it's like these little markers of like, oh, I see your light. I see your light, you know, yeah. And we can mirror that back to each other.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I was also just thinking about a conversation we had, how scary it is. We both went through the transition around COVID of leaving our secure job and following our intuition and following what we know is meant for us. And just how different things look now on the other side of it, and how you were sharing like the uncertain decision was leaving, but now actually the uncertain decision could have been staying. And Absolutely. It's just wild how powerful and important it is to follow that intuition, because it will never lead you the wrong way.
No. Yeah. You never hear somebody say, I wish I didn't listen to my intuition. You never hear somebody say that, because your intuition is truly always right. It may feel, as you're following the intuition, it may feel scary. It may feel, but it's expansive scary. It's not, oh, this doesn't feel right. It is, it's expansion scary. It's like, oh, here we go. You know, and that's the energy.
Like
it's
more excitement. Yeah. Like you're going to enjoy it, but you might also be scared.
Yeah, but you're going to be scared. Your stomach might drop a couple times.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah. But when you follow, like, think about how much beauty has come out of you following. And it's not just about you, right? It's not just even about your own life. It's about the ripple effect and how you making one decision. And I talked about this actually at our 2-year anniversary at Spirit and Soul. I said, look at the ripple effect here, because the shop was packed. It was a moment, you know, and the shop was packed with people.
Such a gorgeous space.
Yeah, thank you. And it was just, everybody was like in tears and cheering us on and sharing stories about how Spirit and Soul has changed their lives. And I stood back for a minute and I said, this was everybody here that's sharing these beautiful stories about how their lives have changed. It was due to one decision. One scary decision. But look at the ripple effect of when you follow that soul guidance, that intuition, that you can create such beauty in the world, like in the world. And there is it's like one decision can impact so many people in the most beautiful, beautiful ways if you listen.
So true. It's so true. I think we need to approach life with just more, less seriousness. And like, we feel like we need to control everything. We feel like we need, I know for me, it was all about the medical benefits that came with the job and the pension and the security and all of that. And yes, it's all true and wonderful. And I'm so happy for my teachers that are happy being there and enjoying it and getting all those wonderful things. But for me, I knew that there was something else. And like, if we could just loosen the grip, and if it doesn't work out, I could always go back to a teaching job. I'll lose my tenure, but I'll get tenure again. Like, it's like so much seriousness and force and fear, rather than being like, we have one life, we have one experience in this body. Am I willing to miss out on what my intuition is telling me to do? And I think if we could approach life like that, so many more of us can create even more ripple effects and create such a more aligned world. Because if I was a teacher still, I wouldn't be able to impact the people I am right now in this way. And if you were still in your other job, you wouldn't be impacting the people you are in this way. And you wouldn't be giving courage to the next spiritual healer that wants to do what you've done. And we need the evidence to see that it can happen. And you are that evidence for people. And hopefully I'm that evidence for people. And hopefully we're inspiring other people to be that evidence and create. We are all talking about the new earth. Mm-hmm. We have responsibility in creating the new earth.
Yeah.
Every day. And it's so powerful what you've done, the courage that you've had to do it all. And so much light and beauty has been shared because of it.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to say too, it's, everybody has a job to do, just like you said, right? So it's like, you came here and we came here for a reason. And your reason may be to be that spiritual light, but still be a teacher, still be in corporate America. It doesn't mean that just because you're a spiritual person.
Or to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, or to be a stay-at-home
mom. Or to be a stay-at-home wife.
Exactly.
Or dog mom.
Exactly. Yep. Like, but it's your light that you are grounding here to earth that really shines out and does create that ripple effect. So it doesn't mean that you have to like leave your job right now and jump up and create your space or do that. You don't have to do those things unless you're called to.
Yes.
It could just be that you are standing ground as a beautiful light that then extends it out to your family and then extends it out to friends and then Now, because you turned your light on, other people are turning their lights on too, just because you were standing boldly in what you believe in, right? And so I just want to say that, because I feel like sometimes it's like almost like this pressure to be like, oh, I'm a spiritual person and I have to lead classes and I have to do this. And it's like, no. Yeah. You can just be if you're not called to do those things. But if you are, honey, get it.
Yeah.
You know, like go. But if you feel like that entrepreneurialism is not my journey, great. Keep doing what you're doing and be that light, though. Make sure that light stays on wherever you go.
As you were sharing that, I saw ancestors behind all of us just being like, thank you for doing that, what I couldn't do. Thank you for paving this way for the rest of our lineage that will follow, for doing the things I couldn't do because times were different. Whether that means it was just more about surviving, or they weren't allowed to have a voice, or they weren't allowed to go and pursue a passion and that energy wasn't there for them. It's such incredible work that we can do here, and all in different ways, as you said it.
Totally. And I have chills all over. I'm like feeling that too. I feel like it's this surrounding, and you're right. There's never been a time before like now,
yeah,
where we can be so open about our beliefs, about our spirituality, and accepting of everybody. It's like, okay, you believe that? That's great. I'm so glad that works for you. And just to be that open-hearted, be that open-hearted energy in the world, that it's like, I see you for who you are, and you don't have to believe my beliefs. And like, yeah, that's okay, as long as you're shining, as long as you're happy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's so special. So going back to spinal energetics, I want to talk a little bit more about it because it's just so cool. While I was experiencing it, I started laying flat on my stomach, and then eventually I was guided to like sit up. And as I was receiving it, you were doing a lot with your hands, and there were like noises. And can you take us through the process?
Yeah, sure. So spinal energetics, what it is, let me just explain to you what it is. So what we're doing is we're working with your own energy. It's the energy of the nervous system, the energy of the spine. So what the body does for us that's really, really beautiful is it's always protecting, right? Just like the ego is always protecting us, our body is protecting us as well. And what happens is as we go through life, if we experience things that we can't digest, let's say, like maybe our nervous system was like, energy that was too much for our nervous system to take on, right? So it's like an overload. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it starts creating little energy knots called samskaras within the body, right? And these samskaras create these, it can be even a physical knot, which in spinal energetics we call a fixation. So there's this tension buildup in that area. And what spinal energetics does is it goes in and works with your own energetic field, with your own body. Like your body tells me exactly where to go. And I will feel in, I can zoom in right on that knot, just feeling into your energy, right? I'm like, I can tell exactly where it's gonna be. I go right in there. I'm not usually looking for the fixation for more than a second, honestly. It's just zoom right in. And then we go in and we start to unwind that bound tension pattern within the body. So when that happens, the body can respond in many different ways. So the body can respond through movement, which yoga poses are really, really beautiful for getting that movement out and feeling like that stretching energy, moving that energy through. It can happen through an emotional response. So whether you're crying or you're laughing, I have so many people that like laugh on the table as we unlock joy that they haven't felt in a long time. It really anything from even the body laying still. Like it, you know, spinal energetics is when you look at the videos, it's so amazing to watch the movement, but there is so much beauty too in the stillness as well as the body processes. Really, I find it to be like a lot of deeper things that the body needs a minute and lay in that energy and feel that tension begin to unravel and unwind. then usually there's some kind of, you know, shake off in the end or some kind of release in some way. But even that stillness is okay. And as the body moves, it starts to really tap into an innate frequency that it already has, which is to remove things that it doesn't want anymore. Like the body doesn't want to hold these, some scars, these, you know, bound tension patterns. It doesn't want them. It wants energy to move freely throughout it, right? It wants to move up, it wants to move down. We want to move that energy through. And if it's constantly hitting energetic blocks, it can't move, you know, it can't go freely. So it's going to remind you in different ways throughout your life. It's going to remind you in all of a sudden a random memory coming up, or maybe like, you know, your neck hurts and you have some tension there, or a part of, you know, maybe your knee hurts, whatever it might be, that's bound tension in your body. Your pains are telling you exactly where you have an overload of energy. So spinal energetics comes in and helps you to unwind those things. So we move, you know, you'll see my hands moving because I'm helping the energy. I'm reminding it to go in a certain place, or I'm helping it to let go of itself or to move forward. Because think about the body like this, right? If you've been holding something for so long, right? Think about it like if you were holding really tight and then you try to let go, it's hard to like open up your hand, right? Yes. You have to like give it a second and then you kind of stretch it out. That's the body. The body's a little bit nervous to let go because it was keeping you safe. So remember that safety is always going to come in. So once you start to release it, suddenly it feels really good. Mm-hmm. The body's like, oh, that's right. This is what it feels like to be free in this area. And it starts to unwind it and let it go. So with the hands, I'm just helping it to do that. I'm not forcing anything. I'm not trying to rip anything out, any energy out. That energy, I'm just helping it through. And that's where the movement in the hands comes in. And then the sounds, you know, sound healing is such a beautiful modality. When you add in the music's up, turned up just a little bit louder in spinal energetics, there's a little bit more of a beat behind it. So there's not so much of, you know, like what you would hear in Reiki or massage. There is that, but also to help the body to move through, we use certain beats to facilitate that movement of the energy. So you'll hear me like, shh, shh, right? Moving the energy through with my mouth to help it. It's almost like a language that your energy knows already.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Like light language.
Absolutely.
It's really cool. And it makes so much sense. Just listening to any kind of music, you could feel your energy move. And when I listen to mantra, how it feels different. And it truly supports the process.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you worked... I'm sure you have, but can you share some experiences that maybe some of your clients experience and the shifts they felt through this process?
Yeah. So spinal energetics, I say it's, I find it to be pretty instantaneous in the results. The biggest thing that it doesn't shock me, but it brings a smile to my face is someone who has not had their period in months. Whenever they come to me, they will get their period within days.
Wow.
If that's where the body wants to go and open up, it's usually in the sacral chakra where there is some type of, you know, blockage. And I've had people who haven't had their period for a year and they're not, you know, they're meant to have it.
Yeah.
Or months and months and months. And you know, we do some work and then I get a text message, I get a DM. I just got my period. I haven't had it in a year, right? Like things like that. It's like amazing. It's like a true view of how energy that is stuck in the body, how it actually affects the physicality of the body. Like that is my best and ultimate, you know, result to like put out there, because there's no denying that you didn't have it for a year and now you got one session and boom, it's get rid of those blockages and here we go, where the energy's flowing naturally again. So that's one of the biggest things. And I've seen some incredible transformations where people, you know, stuck in the root chakra, stuck in safety, and then suddenly that's released. And they are just truly seeing life differently, mm-hmm. seeing how they were stuck for so long. My mom was actually one of those people where she was like so stuck in like her root chakra. And then she went home and she was like, she actually was like having a moment where she was like really letting it go, like crying. And she goes, I see how I've been, you know, protecting myself for way too long. And suddenly she just stepped into an expansion energy. And I think that's what happens with people, is that they see the stuckness, because that's what the nervous system is doing. You know, the nervous system, if it's overloaded, it's going to keep you in a bit of a state of contraction. As like Victoria Song, who I love, she has an incredible book called Bending Reality. And she talks about, I love the verbiage that she uses, whether you're in a state of expansion or contraction. Mm. And you can see where she's in, where they, you know, people are in a state of contraction because of the nervous system. And once you let go of that area and that energy, suddenly you're being put into an expansion energy and you're seeing what's possible for you in that area. And that I truly think is why spinal energetics has instantaneous results, because it's taking you from a state of contraction in a certain area of your life that's being actually held in your physical body. Think of it like an anchor, right? And then suddenly you release the anchor, and what happens? You begin to soar, right? You begin to step into expansion energy. And I think that's why it's instantaneous.
It's just like the mind, when we're in that state of contraction in our mind and fear and whatever else, it's all related because it's our chakra system. So what we're feeling in our mind, we're probably going to see somewhere in our body, and it's all connected.
Yeah. And you're also going to see it in your outside world. You're going to create that reality for yourself, and you're doing it on multiple levels, because it's in your body. You're seeing it outside, and it's giving you examples of, if you're in a contraction state, of why things aren't possible, why things have to stay the way they are, why you have to continue to play the victim. But suddenly you just take one thing out, you shift the mindset, right? You take that energy out of the body, mm-hmm. And then it's like you're coming back into your truth, the actual truth, not this story you've been telling yourself, but your actual truth of you with limitless potential, of you as a magical, I call it magic, right? You are a magical being. You can create the most beautiful things in this world if you let yourself. Mm-hmm. You have every opportunity to create magic in this world and create beauty. You have to choose it.
And sometimes we work from that guarded space because of whatever that is we've been holding on to, and the belief around whatever that is. And then all of a sudden, we're like, how do we get here? We're so out of alignment. How did I get to this space? And when we could free that space up, it really brings in so much space for whatever it is we are aligned to, our highest self is aligned to.
Absolutely. Think about like that, you know, that story I told, like that moment in my office. How did I get here? Right. Yeah. That was the moment of like, whoa, I've been sitting in contraction this entire time. Right. I didn't notice that now, but now when I look back at it, I was sitting in contraction because it wasn't in alignment with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did it have beautiful benefits? Yes. Right. Just like you said, you got the pension and you got the, you know, the 401k and you got a nice big salary. And it's like, those things are beautiful and great, but you can get all of those things by following your soul.
Yeah.
And actually being in alignment and being happy and in this incredibly expansive state. And I think that most people don't see that. And then when you see it, you can't unsee it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can't unsee your expansion. You can choose to go back, but you're always going to be thinking about that expanded state.
It's so true. There's so much that came up for me today, like how much we can now see, and there's no way of unseeing a lot of the things we've seen, especially like post COVID era, mm-hmm. just awakened us a lot to a lot of different things. And it's just like so much was in the shadow, and now there's so much light, which is beautiful and amazing. And things can never go back to how they were in ways.
Mm-mm, they can't.
Yeah.
And why would we want them to, honestly?
Yeah.
I hear like a lot of people, I actually just did a reading for somebody yesterday, and she was so stuck in who she was before COVID. Mm. And I'm just like, you're keeping yourself stuck in this state of who you were. How about go on the journey of who you're meant to be? And then as I said those words, I see the shift in the mind. Well, I don't know what that looks like. And I said, what a beautiful gift to find it, right? We have to look at this as not hard, right? It can feel hard. It can feel like, oh, well, change is hard and change is difficult. Change can be the most beautiful thing in your life if you allow it to be, if you see the gifts that come with it. If we look at change and we say, oh, but what once was, or, oh, that was my glory days, right? My glory days were in high school. My glory days were here. No, your glory days can be right here, right now. It can be every single day if you choose it to be, right? We can love these past versions of ourselves, but they're a past version. And every day you're changing. And if you choose to change in the expanded way, then every day is going to feel like a glory day. Every day is going to feel beautiful. And not to say that every day is a great day, right? We don't want to be like toxic positivity here, but every day can be leading you into something amazing.
It's easier to look back because there's more evidence of the past, and it really calls on our faith to be able to trust in the unknown for the future. And I think a lot of us can very easily get stuck on what was and kind of just be like, okay, that's it for me, because we actually sometimes can't conceive how great it can be. And I think that's what limits us a lot, because we either want to know or we just want the same exact thing. We're not down for the unknown, no matter how amazing it could be, because it's still the unknown. And that's scarier than our current reality, no matter how good or bad our current reality is. The unknown is still scarier. But if we can play into going back to like the delulu of how good can it get? Let me dream up my best case scenario and sit with this for a minute, and then start to think like, wait, why can't that be mine? Why can't that be me in my highest version? And playing in that, there is so much that has to offer. It's wild. And that strategy is actually how I created a lot of my life right now, by playing in that and being like, why not? Why not? It can exist.
On our way here, my husband and I were like, in a dream world, basically talking about,
I love that.
Yeah, we were like talking about how, you know, what we're gonna do when, you know, with our kids in school, like something I was talking about, you know, with you the other day, like, what are we gonna do with our kids in school when we're traveling the world, and how are we gonna handle this? And we're really living into it. And when we have this, and we just allowed ourselves to like play in that world, and I can feel it. And the thing is, we've been talking about this for a long time. And talking about it. And now today what I realized, and like my heart is like exploding right now, and what I realized is that that world felt so much closer. It didn't feel like a dream anymore.
Yeah.
It felt like, oh, it's right here. Okay. It's just, it's a little while away. And that, knowing that and understanding that, that just means I'm that much closer to it. That's how I feel anyway.
Yeah.
Keep making the decisions that lead towards that and believing it, that it's true.
And playing in that energy and talking in that energy.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. And that's what helps us to really embody it and get to that space.
Yeah.
Manifest it. Really, truly does. It's like manifesting 101 that sometimes we just let fall to the wayside.
Absolutely.
And we have to be able to play in that. And it also helps activate our inner child too, because how often, I was just thinking about this other day, I was observing a neighbor. They're older than us, and I was just watching how like life can get so busy as parents, and like as you get older, life can become so serious, and it's like this thing we have to do and get through. And I was just observing, being like, I want, and I could fall into that a lot too, and I consciously am choosing to find more joy in life and just find more playfulness and dream more and talk about my dreams more and be more like that inner child, because that's what helps. That's longevity. That's vitality. That's anti-aging. That's where it all lies, like where that youth, that fountain of youth lies, and that excitement for life lives.
Oh, I love that. That's where the fountain of youth lies, because we're always searching for that. And it's right within you.
Everything
is. As everything is.
Everything is.
I know.
It's so true. So if someone wanted to experience this, they can come to Spirit and Soul, which if you are in the tri-state area, I recommend getting your butt there. Like, no matter, even if it's a little bit of a trip, it's such a beautiful space. And right now I'm all about like the in-person experiences, connecting. But I also love being able to connect with anyone from anywhere. Is this something you can do virtually as well?
Yes. So in person or virtual, energy is energy. And that's what we're really working with. So as long as you have, you know, some way to zoom in so that I can view you.
Yeah.
That's all that I need.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And how long are the sessions?
So usually it's actually pretty quick. So it goes anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes. I always like to like leave myself that 45 minutes because you want to talk about your experience after and what came through and what was stuck. And I really like to have that time, but you know, anywhere between 30 and 45.
Are there any other services you offer besides that?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I'm really focused right now on spinal energetics. I also do like spiritual coaching and like spiritual business coaching. But at Spirit and Soul, we offer so many different, you know, things. We do like astrology readings, and we do, you know, of course, Reiki and angelic healings, and really just readings also in general. So if you just want a little guidance, we do, you know, oracle and tarot readings. So it's really a place where you can come and get really whatever you need as far as one-to-one services go. And then we host so many incredible classes. Our community is amazing, this community. So we invite you to become a part of the community at Spirit and Soul, whether you are in person or a virtual. We have people from all over the United States. We have people in Canada that join us. And it really is just an incredible community of people that are really supporting each other through their spiritual journey. So if you're looking for that guidance, if you are interested in all the classes and manifesting and things like that, we really have something for everyone, no matter where you are on your spiritual journey.
I love that.
Yeah.
So amazing. Where can everyone find you?
So you can find me at Hey, I'm Tiffany Marie on Instagram. And you can find Spirit and Soul at Spirit and Soul Studio.
Beautiful.
Yep, on Instagram.
And I'll link them in the show notes too, so it's easy for everyone to access.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for this beautiful talk. And thank you for everything that you do in this world. Really, you are such a light.
Right back at you. Thank you. Thanks for all that you've helped me through and that you do for so many others.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I love you. Please. Thank you guys so much for listening in. I hope this was just a refreshing episode, bringing us back to our foundation and our connection to our trust, our spirituality, to our heart. And if you feel guided to give Tiffany a follow and check out her offerings, I adore her and I know you will too. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. May the long time sun shine upon you. Satnam.